From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 16th. Look for partly sunny skies today. There's a slight chance we may see some scattered afternoon rain showers and a high today near 82. All classes are canceled today on the Western Illinois University campus and its extension centers after a student was shot last night on the main campus in Macomb. Police are searching for 18-year-old Kavion Poplis. He's a freshman. Police say he is considered armed and dangerous. The victim was transported to a regional hospital for treatment. His condition is unknown. Western spokesperson Darcy Schinberger says the shooting happened in a room in Thompson Hall.
It appears to be a roommate dispute. There were no other students involved.
Residents of the dorm were evacuated and housed at another hall on campus that usually hosts events such as graduation ceremonies and basketball games. Counseling and other support services are being provided to WIU students. The Illinois Attorney General says students who were enrolled at now-closed ITT Technical Institute campuses in the state are eligible for more than $9 million in student loan forgiveness. The state's share of a $330 million national settlement was finalized yesterday. ITT filed for bankruptcy and closed campuses in 2016. Well, it is crunch time for those Americans who have yet to fill out their 2020 census forms. The deadline is September 30th, and right now, the 20 counties that make up the Southern Illinois region are 3% behind where they were this time in 2010. Kate Fahori is the Southern Illinois community organizer with Illinois Partners for Human Service. She says Hardin County, the state's least populous, is lagging far behind with only 34% of its residents responding so far.
Hardin County is very unique in that it's such a rural area that they tend to have post office boxes instead of actual addresses. So I've contacted census personnel and brought that to their attention, and I believe that they have been sent actual census forms to fill out now.
There are various ways to fill out the census form. More information is available on our webpage, WSIUnews.org. Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker says if Illinois doesn't receive federal aid, many state and even city jobs may be lost. The governor says thousands of state municipal workers could be furloughed or laid off if Congress does not come through with a relief package.
They put this skinny CARES Act bill in the Senate up. It didn't have enough votes to avoid a filibuster because, frankly, it's not a robust enough bill. It does not take care of state and local funding. That is vitally important.
Governor Pritzker says he's asked his cabinet members to identify 5% cuts across all state agencies that could be made if necessary. And the State Department of Public Health reported more than 1,400 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, along with 20 additional deaths. The overall number of coronavirus cases now tops 264,000 since the pandemic began. The death toll stands at 8,332. Locally, more than 9,000 positive cases have been identified in the WSIU listening area since COVID-19 arrived in the region. More than 165 Southern Illinoisans have died, and roughly 21 cases are still considered active. Perry County reported a new death yesterday, bringing that county's total to 15. Recapping the forecast for today on your Wednesday, partly sunny skies. There's a slight chance we might see an afternoon rain shower. Won't be a total washout. Look for high around 82. Winds will be calm and out of the north. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll see an overnight low of 61. Then tomorrow, clouds on the increase. We'll see high around 81. It will be breezy. Winds will be out of the northwest at 8 to 13 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.